Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it is Giving Tuesday, where WRVA likes to invite folks on the air to talk about charities and not-for-profit organizations that they have started or affiliated with, and how you can support these efforts, maybe as a volunteer, maybe as a donor, or just, you know, cheer them on. And I am delighted that our guest today is a voice. As soon as you hear him talk, you're going to recognize him if you are an old Richmonder like me. He brought me on when I was Tim. Maybe I was 16 years old when you first brought me into the studio up on Church Hill when you hosted this show.
You were a mature 16, though.
Okay.
And obviously had the goods to have quite a life and career. And it's great to see that you're sitting in this chair after all those years and wearing it well. So salute.
I appreciate it. Well, I think of you often when I'm rolling in here in the morning. So many years that you and Alden and John Harding, you know, held down this show. It's an honor to be in your chair. So I appreciate it. And I'm glad to have you here to talk about your organization. It's called JAM Inc. What is this?
JAM Inc. Well, I guess you should say stands for. It's an abbreviation or acronym for Jazz and Acoustic Music Incorporated. It's a music-based nonprofit that was started in 2001 by a good friend and music lover, Wally Thulin, along with Doug Richards of VCU Jazz fame, and some others. And we wanted to have a way to bring artists to town that wouldn't necessarily be coming to the venues that were there, just some alternative things, again, in the jazz, acoustic music world, blues, bluegrass, folk, Celtic, and we've definitely spread our umbrella pretty wide now. But we bring monthly concerts to In Your Ear Recording Studio down in Chaco Bottom, and that was until his passing 3 years ago. Robin Thompson was involved in that studio, so it was kind of his idea to start this concert series that we've been doing since 2004, and we've done like 103 of those monthly concerts since then, with music all over the map, and we invite 80 people to come in and have a wonderful musical experience with a potluck beginning and intermission, and have music in a beautiful, pristine, acoustically perfect setting, and enjoy getting to meet the artists and so forth. Yeah. So it's a really wonderful experience. It's done real well. I will shamelessly say that we were voted among we're the top three best live music series in Richmond by Style Weekly in last year's poll that was included Friday Cheers and Innsbruck After Hours. So we feel like we're in pretty good company with those big boys to have gotten that distinction. Yeah. But it's a great experience. And the other component of it, which is very important to us, is that we take all of our artists who come play our concert series to schools, one, two, or three public or private schools from K through 12 and also up at the college level. And we have, over those years and all those concerts, we've been able to put music in front of some 90,000 young ears, well, pairs of ears, I should say, actually, that have, you know, had a chance to hear music that they probably wouldn't have otherwise gotten to hear. And so that's what we're all about, and we've had a nice run at it. Got a great board of directors that includes people like Jim Bland, who you probably have heard of with Plan 9 Music, and Samson Trent, who's a great musician and band leader. And I don't know, just a lot. It's just a lot of really good people who have this goal in mind of sharing music, which is such a comfort, I think, and such a needed part of our world today, especially when it's it can be such a respite for the soul.
Tim Timberlake is the former host of this program here on WRVA and is now affiliated with Jam Inc., which brings music to kids across the area. I wanted to ask you, Tim, do you have success stories if you've exposed these kids to music that they might not normally have been able to hear in person? Have you had some people who've said, hey, you inspired me to do something really amazing and let me tell my story?
Well, there are any number of people, you know, kids that we hear about from principals and so forth, who have decided to, after hearing a particular musician come and kind of pluck a string in their heart to follow music and continue on and grow with it. We hear about that all the time, and that's obviously what motivates us is when you know how much of a difference it can make in someone's life to have music, especially creating it, not just listening to it, but being involved in putting in the time and learning how to play or become a singer or a songwriter. Yeah, I mean, there's been so many kids, especially principals, who have come up and, you know, mentioned that kids have gotten really fired up after hearing our show.
That is dedication to master these skills, and of course, the payoff can be instant as soon as they realize, wow, I can really play and play with other people in this universal language that is music. Yeah. You know, I'm watching the clock, Tim, but I always ask people when they come on this segment to tell us about how you're stewards of donations, because I imagine some people in the audience would like to support you financially or maybe volunteer. Can you tell me about how they can do that and how you're stewards of those donations?
Thank you for asking. We are a all volunteer nonprofit. Our 8-member board, none of us, there's no salaries, and we probably lose money because we pay the artists to go do the school shows over the top of what they earn by the ticket sales that we have, and again, it's only 80 seats. So anyway, we end up losing money generally on every concert. So we do depend on contributions from people. And it's an easy thing to do. Our website will tell you all you need to know and then some about what we do and how we do it and how to find out about our coming shows. And making donations as easy as pushing a PayPal button. And you don't have to be a PayPal member, do you? You can use a card as well. But anyway, it's jaminc.org. And it's all out there. And we do have room for some volunteers for our concert sometimes, so they could, email that as well to info@jaminc.org. It's a very exciting time for us. Richmond has, as you know, evolved so beautifully in terms of our arts and culture and the things that are going on. I live downtown now and just love what Richmond has finally become down there. And there's just, it's a very exciting time to be in Richmond. And so, and we'd like to think we're a little part of that just because, music can, as we said, just be such an enriching thing for people. And if people get involved in helping us do that would be great.
Yeah, well, Richmond is on the map in a lot of different ways, and some of them really good. The food map is one of them, and the music is another one, and you're a big part of that. It's Tim Timberlake, the former host of this program early in the morning on WR. How many years did you host the show?
16.
Oh,
it was interesting. I did 8 years with Alden. He passed in 93, and I did 8 more, with John and company, all the team that we have, and it's all about a team to do this show, especially as it's evolved into what, it was toward the end of my run, and it is now is just and then Jimmy had it for 16 years, I think. And so it's, you got to do at least 16, John.
Oh, God.
So you better be prepared to be sleepless for that long.
Yes. Yes, I'm about, not that I'm counting, I'm 13 and a half months into my 16-year term.
You've got a long way to go, pal.
No kidding. Tim Timberlake, we really appreciate it. I'm always happy to talk to you, and thank you for joining us on the air. If you're interested in Tim's group, it's called Jam Inc., and you can find them online at jaminc.org. Thanks, Tim.
There you go. Thank you, John. Carry on, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.